Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Analysis paralysis. Why is it that sometimes you know what you should be doing, but you just kind of like keep reading about it or listening about it or going to seminars on it or reading books or blogs or posts or following people, but you're consuming all this information and not taking action? And you keep thinking, why do I just keep stewing on this? I keep thinking about it, but I'm not doing anything towards it. What's going on? Why am I spinning my wheels, studying all the time, and not taking real action? Let's talk about that. First and foremost, I'm gonna say something that you're not going to like, but out of these four ideas, I think this is the most important one, to kind of grab somebody and rattle them a little bit when they've been dreaming about something or thinking about something or studying it, but not taking action. And so let me say it lightly, but kind of directly. And that is, they're selfish. They've gotten into a place where all they're thinking about is themselves in this process. Do I know enough? Am I good enough? Am I ready? What will people think of me? Do I have the complete plan? Have I taken out all the risks and all the unknowns? Have I considered every angle from Sunday? They've done everything they could possibly do to control what is ultimately the uncontrollable, but worse, they got their perspective too myopic. They're just focused on themselves. To move someone forward, we have to have them have a greater connection with why they're doing it. The reason a lot of people haven't taken action is because they're just so focused on themselves and they keep minimizing themselves, doubt, concern, fear, worry, hurt. They forgot to serve. You want to take more action? Serve. Think about what is the outcome of when I do this, who's it going to help? How's it going to change their life? How's it going to shift society? How's it going to make that difference? Connect with that again. You got too much in your head and out of the outcome. You got to get your head back in the outcome, because when you start attaching to the difference, to the real magic, and you know it's going to help somebody, your brain goes, hey, dummy, do something here. You got to help some people. And you'll get off of that rotation of self-concern. It is the self-concern that is really fueling the analysis paralysis. We got to get you back into service. Because you know what leaders do? You know what those who are out there trying to serve the world, make a difference? They do the difficult work even when they're unsure, even when they're unready, even when they don't have all the information they need, because it's their job to help people. So they just get in the mix. Let me help you. I don't know all the answers, but let me try to help you over here. They're serving others, and from that higher calling, that higher mission, that higher purpose, they're ready to get in the game, even if they don't know exactly how the game works, even if they don't know all the controllables. They just get in the game because they want to help. So we got to get that serving spirit back into your body and into your mind if you're ever going to move beyond analysis paralysis. There's a bigger game to play. There's people waiting on you who need your help. Get over your stuff and help them. I think that will serve. The second idea is to clarify what is your vision and the process necessary for making that vision come true. Because sometimes analysis paralysis is that you just don't feel competent or clear. It's just like, you know you want to help people, but you're not exactly sure what you're supposed to do or how to do it. So what I'd recommend is think about the ultimate outcome. When someone's life is changed, if that's what you're seeking to do, or a business is built, or something is actually in motion happening, what's it look like? I mean, in a detailed level, like, what's the ultimate outcome look like? In other words, how do you know when you've won? How do you know when you're happy with it? It's a success. It's going well. How do you know? What conditions would have to be met? What would your day be like? What would the business be like? What would the impact be like? Really think about that. And then work backwards from that. Okay, if the outcome is my business is running without me, but I find myself doing all this analysis paralysis, I don't know what to do. Well, the problem is there's this disconnect. Business run without you, you're researching, but there's nothing happening in between because you're not working backwards. Let's work backwards. Okay, business runs without me. What's that mean? Well, it means income's coming in. Okay, where's the income coming from? Well, it's coming from automation and my team. Okay, so I need to automate things and create team. Well, how do I do that? And you just keep working backwards to today. And that's what's really important, is if you feel like you're just spinning your wheels, it's because you don't have a clear plan and outcome. So sit down today, create that plan, create that outcome, and start working it all the way back to today. What's step one? A simple thing to do that, to help you with that, is this next point. And that is just accomplish three things every single day to move forward to that outcome and plan. Three things every day. That's it. It's like you say, you know what? I'm still uncertain. I still don't have all the variables. I'm great. What's the three things you did today? That's where you get people. It's like, just take three actions every single day and things will be great. A lot of people say, well, I don't know what to do. Well, that comes into now, once you have the service in mind, you have the outcome in the process, sometimes you need to model other people. What else is other people doing? And if you're uninformed with that, it's hard to know the path. Sometimes what you need to do, you need to go to a seminar or a conference from somebody or a group of people who are doing the same thing you want to be doing. Sometimes that means getting a coach or a consultant who already has the path figured out and can serve you in that process. Sometimes that means as simple as just networking around town to figure out who else is kind of doing this, who I can take out to lunch and ask them about their process. Sometimes just modeling others will give you that motivation because you'll have more clarity and perspective to begin. Then, last piece, it has to become a daily practice for you. If there's something that's important to you, a lot of the analysis paralysis, stop blaming analysis, because it's really, your brain is not the problem. It's the discipline. It's the willingness to show up every day and work towards something. That's why I say those three goals, or accomplishing three things every day, is really important. But I really want to fine tune this here for you and make sure you're hearing me. Every day. That the problem with analysis paralysis is that it happens more often for us the less often we do things. Does that make sense? You get stuck more often when you're not moving more often. I know it's almost like you have to kind of think about that, because there's a little irony there. But the reality is, if you keep finding yourself stopping and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, it's because you're not in motion enough. We need to get you in motion again. And the only way to get you in motion again is to make sure you have a daily habit that is keeping you moving forward to that thing you want to make happen. Look, the analysis paralysis, if it's a mind game, then I get it. Maybe you just have this problem that you're just constantly always in your head. The way to get out of your head is to get in motion serving other people. Do that, and you'll start to experience what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.